WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. World music started to catch on in this country with Paul Simon's 1986 album Graceland. It sold more than 2 million copies. For a follow-up, Simon shifted his musical focus from South Africa to South America. The results can be heard on his new album, Rhythm of the Saints. World music commentator Milo Miles says even though Simon sounds a bit strained this time, he's still riding the crest of the wave he created.
Down among the reeds and rushes, a baby boy was found. His eyes as clear as centuries, his silky hair was brown.
Never been lonely, never been lied to, never had a scuffling fear, nothing denied to. Born at the instant, the church bell chimed, the whole world was burning, born at the right time.
When Graceland came out 4 years ago, I had a list of quibbles as long as my arm. The sounds and songs were wonderful, but what was that voice doing inside those rhythms, singing those songs? Would this record make people more interested in South African pop music, or simply interested in Paul Simon again? Can he really be as indifferent to the relationship between culture and politics in South Africa as he seems to be? Well, the answer to the last question is, sure enough, he's a staunch poetic romantic who doesn't think he should have to lose one more precious hair over those sticky political issues. But as for everything else, complaints about Graceland seem totally beside the point by now, and the vigor and beauty of the album have conquered all objections. South African pop benefited, world music as a whole benefited. And with his new Rhythm of the Saints, Simon doesn't have to worry about cultural boycotts. West African guitar styles and drum beats from Brazil and the Caribbean are available to all without any extra baggage. In fact, Simon's light tone and often lofty lyrics fit in better with the graceful pitter patterns he prefers on Rhythm of the Saints than with the chesty rumble of South African Mbakanga. After all, there's already many sylphs with a literary bent singing down South American way. Here's Simon with one of them, Milton Nascimento.
My hands were numb, my feet were lead. I drank a cup of herbal brew, then the sweetness in the air.
One of the best aspects of Simon's world music albums is that they're not imitation anything. For better or worse, they're products of his sensibility. Although he's never struck me as a rock and roller, he has an infinitely flexible feel for folk idioms and can give a warm, common touch to much abused techniques. For example, there are more studio professionals like the Brecker brothers helping out on Rhythm of the Saints than on Graceland. But the tracks are never merely slick and rarely slip into simple jazz Brazil fusions. Simon has said he wrote the lyrics to fit the rhythm tracks, which is a very liberating process for him on Graceland. The thrill of surprise has faded on Rhythm of the Saints, but even if Simon does get a little cosmic from time to time, his generational comments on wealth and aging add tang to the songs Born at the Right Time and The Obvious Child. And near the end of the album, he comes up with two tracks that are outright gorgeous.
Moves like a fist through traffic, anger and no one can. Shoves a little bump to the momentum. It's just a little lump, but you feel it in the creases and the shadows. With a rattling deep emotion, the cool river sweeps the wild, wide ocean.
The cool river is a song about idealism attacking social alienation. And though songwriter Simon distances himself from raw alienation, he knows it when he sees it, and he's smart to remind us that it lives on, healthy as ever. Alienation wins out in the end, but the quiet moments of optimism and hope in the middle of the number grab you first and ease you into the surging climax of his story.
Song dogs barking at the break of dawn, lightning pushes the edges of a thunderstorm. And these streets, quiet as a sleeping army, send their battered dreams to heaven, to heaven, for the mother's restless son, who is a witness to, who is a warrior, who denies his urge to break and run, who says, hard times I'm used to them. Speeding planet burns, I'm used to that. My life's so common it disappears. And sometimes even music cannot substitute for tears.
The final track is The Rhythm of the Saints itself, and here Simon combines the best of his old knack and his new flair. The chorus delivers a hook as attractive as, say, Mother and Child Reunion, and that should make it a radio staple. The lyrics do the best job of what Simon claims he set out to do, which is to communicate by sound and nuance rather than literal meaning. I think the song's about guardian spirits. In a dozen small ways, I also think The Rhythm of the Saints is a lesser album than Graceland. But on the title track and a few others, Simon is full of what the South Americans call duende, poetic magic.
If I have weaknesses, don't let them blind me. Camouflage all I'm weary of. I could be sailing on seizures of laughter, or crawling out from under the heel of love.
Paul Simon's Rhythm of the Saints. Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. This is Fresh Air.